Yitzchak all tell us that the Yamin Tevim, the Regalim, correspond to the Avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. I think to most it's pretty obvious the connection between Avraham and Pesach, the beginnings of Klal Yisrael through Avraham and as a nation, Hashem's Chesed, Yaakov and Sukkos, we see the correlation, Yaakov and Sukkos, Shleimus of Sukkos. But the identification of Shavuos with Yitzchak is something which needs a hesber. Of course, we don't know that much about Yitzchak's life on paper. Of course, from the Sfarim we know plenty. Ushvuaso liYitzchak. Shavuos belongs to Yitzchak. But the shaila is why. That's Aleph. Beis. There's a Medrash. Medrash tells us that when Klal Yisrael said Nasav Nishma, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the following, and this is a pasuk in Sefer Devarim, Parshas Eschanan, Perikei, pasuk Chaf Vav. Mi yitein v'hoya levavam ze lihira oisi kol hayam. Halavai, says Hashem Yisbaruch, that Klal Yisrael should fear me forever. And the Gemara Avodah Zarah, Daf Yamed Aleph, says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rebuking Bnei Yisrael, and Hashem is saying, you are kfuye toiva b'nei kfuye toiva. Just like Adam HaRishon wasn't grateful, you are also not grateful. When Hashem said, mi yiten, who will give halavai that Bnei Yisrael should have year of me forever? What should they have said? Klal Yisrael should have said, atatein, you give. Hashem was saying, who's going to give these people year of Shemayim? So they should have said, you give. You give. Now, the question that the Mefarshim are all dealing with there is, what do you mean you give? Hakobi de Shemayim chutz mi Shemayim. So if Yirah Shemayim is not in the hands of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, so what do you mean that they should have said, you give? Doesn't seem the right thing. And many answers are given to this question. But something which needs to be understood. Furthermore, there's an amazing medrash quoted in the Yaakov Uveni, Parshas Yisro, Simin Mem Tes. And the Belzer Tzedikim, they work with this medrash in many ways. B'shas Kabbalah Satayra, Nekar Har Hamayriya Ubala Midbar. At the time of Matan Torah, Har Hamayriya, which is the Makam HaMikdash, didn't want to be left out. So it came to join Kedei Shetinasin HaTorah on Makam HaMu'ula HaZeh. We spoke about this once. That the Torah was not only given on Sinai, it was given on Har HaMayriya and Sinai as well. This is a fascinating medrash, and many ways with Siyata Deshmaya to explore this, but for our Shiur Mitzvah, what's the significance of Har HaMayriya with Har Sinai, with the giving of Torah? So to begin, we're going to start in an unusual place to deal with this sugya. We're going to go to Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu with Leah and Rachel. The shaila that the Mefarshim are dealing with the marriage of Yaakov to Rachel and Leah, is, how can Yaakov marry two sisters? And the Gemara Pesachim says that when it will come time to bench, Lasalava with all the great Ushpizin, so Hashem will say Tavram, to Yitzhak, to Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, and eventually David is going to take the kos. Kos Yeshua's Esa, B'Shem Hashem Ekra, David will lead the benching. But each one of the Ushpizin, they passel themselves why they can't lead the benching. Yaakov says, because I married two sisters. Now, is there really a pegam in the fact that Yaakov married two sisters or not? And the Mefarshim, they come to be matzdik, how it is Yaakov was able to marry two sisters. The Ramban is probably the most well-known. The Ramban writes, and of course this has to do with the shaila of whether the Avos were mechuyev in mitzvahs, whether mitzvah va'isa, in a mitzvah va'isa, did they have the Bnei Noach, did they have the Yisrael, all this are Sfarim have been written just on this topic. The Ramban says that really the mitzvahs are to be performed in Eretz Yisrael. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is called, he's called Mishpat L'Elokei Ha'aretz. He's the Shoifet in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz La'aretz, not the same. So the Ramban says that since Yaakov married Rachel and Leah in Chutz La'aretz, so it was Mutter. It was only when Yaakov was making his way into Eretz Yisrael that Rachel was Neftaris. Because it wasn't going to be Shaykh there. That's the teretz in the Ramban. Others give the following answer. Mishnah Melech says that we know the halacha is when it comes to geris that a gerishin is gar ki katan shenoy ladami, that a guy who becomes a Jew is not related to their blood relatives anymore in halacha. So Mamela, although Leah and Rachel may have been sisters, but now that they converted, they weren't sisters anymore, and Yaakov was allowed to marry them up. He didn't. Midaraisa. Other answers are given as well. The Rashba says, he goes to a very sadistic place, and he says, Sayyid Hashem Lireyov, a tzaddik knows the Zmanim, the Bechinas, as to what can do, what to be not done. I think the Maral has an answer where he says that Yaakov was only Mekayim the Aseis and not the Lois Aseis. Some Yishonim learn that they kept some mitzvahs and they didn't keep some mitzvahs. That was up to their discretion. So perhaps we could say the following idea, and then we'll make our way back to Matan Torah. When we speak about Leah and Rachel, of course, we're talking about people. You know, Ein Mikra Yoytze Midei Pshuta, there's a Pshat, and Yaakov, Rachel, Leah, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, David, these are all personalities who lived. But in Pnimius, we attribute certain qualities and midos to each one of these tzaddikim or tzidkanios. So the Ari has a very important yusoid. And Rav Itchemeyer works, I think he wrote an entire sefer on this, that Leah and Rachel correspond to the following two midos. Shoyrish nashim ha'ela shalzah, the two wives, the main wives of Yaakov Avinu, which is Leah and Rachel, this is the secret of anava v'yiras Hashem. Amnam Rachel is called Yiras Hashem, Rishis Chachma, v'hanik is Ishis Chayal Yiras Hashem. So Rachel is associated with Yira, avaleya nikra anava. The Leah is called anava, and he goes on to explain. Moshe comes from Leah, Moshe is anami kol adam. So we have Leah and Rachel, anava and Yira. And Yaakov is married to both, to anava and to Yira. Now, is that something which goes together or does not go together? We have to understand, what is anava? Humility. So there's a Yiddish humility and there's a Gaish humility. Now, we're not going to talk about the Gaish humility, but the Jewish humility, the Yiddish humility, is always bringing a Kaddish Baruch Hu into the picture. And you would say as follows, the more that a person knows that everything is a Kaddish Baruch Hu, the more that he makes himself anav. The more that a Kaddish Baruch Hu takes up space, especially my space, so the more that a Kaddish Baruch Hu is great, and I make myself anav to Kaddish Baruch Hu. Now, you could say as follows. If you want to touch up anava, you could say that the notion that Hakol Bidei Shemayim is anava. And the more that a person knows that Hakol Bidei Shemayim, that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does and I don't do very much, so even my own accomplishments, I don't celebrate. Because everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if we touch and we take in these words of Chazal, Hakol Bidei Shemayim, and we take a sticker and we put on that anava. Now let's take a look at this Chazal. Hakol Bidei Shemayim, Chutz Mi Yerushimayim. Yerushimayim is Yerushimayim. And HaKol B'Dei Shemayim is Anava. What are we saying? We're putting up Anava against Yira. We're saying, there's Anava, that's called HaKol B'Dei Shemayim, but none of the realm of Anava is called Yira. That's like saying Leah and Rachel. But they don't shtim. Because Yira is B'Dei Adam, and Anava is B'Dei Shemayim. So how is it that Yaakov was able to marry Rachel and Leah? Isn't that a tarte de sassy? And we know what Mitchila Yaakov was supposed to marry Rachel, and Ezer was supposed to marry Leah. So now the Chassam Sofer and the Chidah and other tzaddikim, they say the following. And a sensitive ear to Chazal will help us in understanding and seeing what these tzaddikim are bringing out. If Chazal wanted to explain to us and to tell us that Yira Shemayim is not Bidei Shemayim, there would have been a better, straightforward way to say that. Chazal would have said, Yira Shemayim, Eino Bidei Shemayim. It didn't say that. It said, HaKol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Mi Yerushalayim. So, Im Taima, you'll tell me the reason why it says it that way is because they want you to know that everything is Bidei Shemayim. That's also very important. Well, we have another Chazal for that. Chazal have the same signon, and they say, HaKol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Mi Tzina Mupachim. That cold and hot, whatever that means, is not Bidei Shemayim. So we have a Kol Bidei Shemayim elsewhere. So why don't you say HaKol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Mi Tzina Mupachim and say Yirah Shemayim is Tzina Bidei Shemayim? Elamai must be, and this is true every time Chazal use an expression like this of Chutz. So for example, Chamishim Shari Bin Nitzu L'Moshe Chutz Mi Yachad. Why don't you say 49 levels were given to Moshe? Why do you say 50 were given minus 1? To teach you that really it is there. But for some reason it's not considered to be there. So really, if Chazal say Hakol Bidei Shamayim, means of course Yir Shamayim is Bidei Shamayim. But there's an Inyan which is called Chutz. The Yir Shamayim is called Chutz. It's the secret of the Malchus. Malchus is considered to be the Nekeva. It's Chutz, one of the spheres. We can go deeper into that Inyan. But for our case, Hakol Bidei Shamayim, Chutz Mir Shamayim means that really it is Bidei Shamayim, but there's an Inyan called Chutz Mir Shamayim. And you have to say that because could we take anything out of Bidei Shamayim? Can't take anything out of Bidei Shamayim. Everything Bidei Shamayim. You can't fathom to say that really Be'etzem, Yir Shamayim is not Bidei Shamayim. Can't be. It's not Shayach. And for that reason, it's called Yir Shamayim. Because it's Bidei Shamayim. Why isn't it called Yir Sa'aretz? Why isn't it just called Yir? Why is it called Yir Shamayim? Teretz is because there's a Roshim of the fact that Be'emes really is Bidei Shamayim. And that's why it's called Yir Shamayim. So if we really are able to look at Anava and Yira, Hakol Bidei Shamayim and Yir Shamayim, which look like opposites, that one is Bidei and one is not Bidei, and to say there's a silver lining which says, no, really, it's the same thing. There's a Yichud between Yir and Anava. There's a Yichud between Leah and Rachel. So you could say as follows, that Be'etzem, really, Anava and Yir and the Sharish is one. And Yaakov's Inyan was to be able to reveal this side, that Anava and Yir is Be'etzem Achas, and in doing so, a teretz to the kash is, how could Yaakov marry Leah and Rachel? How could you marry two sisters? The teretz is that he's not marrying two sisters. Because in the premius, it's really just one person. Marrying Leah and Rachel means just taking one Isha. It's called Hakol Bidei Shamayim. It's called Anava. When Yir is batel, if you could be Mali Yir to its place, to its rightful place, called Bidei Shamayim, then it's really you're just married to Leah. You're not married to Leah and Rachel. But as soon as Rachel, which is Yir Shamayim, exits and goes chutz, so then the taina is on Rachel. And that was Yaakov's struggle. And that was the inyan of the Malach, Vayiga Bekaf Yirechai, that he hit Yaakov in the thigh. So the Mefarshim explained, Chazal, is that he hit him because he took two nashim. Took two women. That's why it's called Gid HaNasha, Nasha Salashim Isha. And that's why Esav, when Yaakov confronts Esav, so Esav is looking around at the mishpacha of Yaakov and he lays his eyes on Rachel, and Yosef has to block because he knows that Esav is after Rachel. Why is he after Rachel? Teretz is because if Yaakov has Leah now, because Lavan arranged that Yaakov should take Leah first, now Rachel's coming in second, so Esav says Rachel shayach to me, meaning if it's one Isha then they both belong to Yaakov, but if it's really two Nashim, so maybe there's a pagam, in which case Rachel belongs to Esav. That's Vigan Bekafirich. And this is the secret of the Trafim, the Ari explains. The Trafim of Lavan is the secret of being Mafrid Leah from Rachel. And that's why Rachel steals the Trafim. Because as long as there's Trafim, Rachel is out. But if you could be Mavatel the Trafim, Rachel is in. When we go and we analyze, we take a look at the encounter between Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov sees that Esav is coming. Katainti mikol chasadim. Yaakov says katainti. What's katainti? Midav anava. But it also says vayira Yaakov ma'oid vayetzelai. Yaakov employs the midav yira. So Yaakov has anava and yira as Esav is approaching. But where does Yaakov find the problem? Vayira Yaakov ma'oid vayetzelai. He's troubled. Says the Alshech. Why is he upset? He's upset. Why am I afraid of Esav? Since when is Yaakov afraid of Basar Adam? Yaakov is not afraid of anybody. He's only afraid of the Rabbanim. That's called Yir Shamayim Bidei Shamayim when you're only afraid of the Rabbanim Shalayim. When you know that Yir belongs to Kodesh Baruch Hu and it doesn't belong to Basar Adam, then you're not afraid of anybody else. It's a lengthy sugya, but for now let's say that Yaakov's fear of Esav means a nefil of the inner of Yir. That really Yaakov is holding in another Hakol Bidei Shamayim. Hakol Bidei Shamayim. Why am I afraid of Esav for? Hakol Bidei Shamayim. Even Yir is Bidei Shamayim. But the fact that Yaakov was afraid of Esav, that says the Alshech is pshat, vayetzer, like he's upset. Why am I afraid of Esav? There's a nefila in Yira. If there's a nefila in Yira, that's Rachel. Maybe Esav's going to lay his hands on Rachel, steps up Yosef to block her. Because Yosef represents the mid of Yira. Because we see that when Yosef is in Mitzrayim and the brothers come, he doesn't yet give off his identity. What does he say? Es Elokim ani Yireh. I'm the man of Yireh. And we know Yosef and Yehuda are opposites. Yosef is Mimnei Rachel. Yehuda is Mimnei Leah. Vayigash Elav Yehuda. That's the confrontation Yehuda and Yosef. That's what? It's a clash of Anav and Yireh. Hakol B'dei Shemayim and Yireh Shemayim. Yaakov was Yorish to Yehuda, the quality of Anav, and he was Yorish to Yosef, the quality of Yireh. But there was a confrontation because they really don't go together. But that was the threat of Esav. Katointi and Vayira Yaakov Moed, Vayetzeloi. Vayachatz, he splits up the camp. Doesn't just mean he splits up the camp. Yaakov is Margish of Vayachatz in the Inyan of Anav and Yireh. That's what's Vayachatz. There's a separation between the two Midas. And that's why Yaakov is upset and he has to come into Milchama and all these other things he has to prepare for. Because if Leah and Rachel are really one, then Esav doesn't have a Taina. And in Beis and Shlomala, they don't have a Taina too. But if they're separate, then there's a Kasha in Yaakov. How could you take two wives? When we speak about the Inyan of Matan Torah, going back to our questions, Matan Torah was not just a Zman of the giving of Torah. It was an Inyan of Atare Saladas, Ein El Mavado, that really Hakol B'dei Shamayim. And when that happens, there's an Eloi, there's an Aliyah to the Inyan of Yira. As the Pasuk says by Matan Torah, Ba'avur Tiyya Yirasu Al Pneichem, that there should be a lasting Yira Shamayim. But in Parshas Vaschana, which we said before, Hashem is Tainan and Klai Yisrael, you were listening for me, you asked that Moshe should give over instead? Yareisim Ipnei Ha'esh, you were afraid of the Esh. That's the pasuk right before that, meaning you didn't have complete year of me. You didn't have an aliyah properly to the end of Yir Shemayim. So Mela Hashem says, he bemoaned, he says, Mi yitain v'har levavim zel Yir HaSikol HaYomim. Where's the Yir Shemayim? What should they have said? Tein ata, you give Yir Shemayim. I ain Yir Shemayim. B'dei Shemayim. That's not what Chazal say. Hakol B'dei Shemayim chus Yir Shemayim. They should have understood that of course Yir Shemayim is Yir Shemayim. You just saw that Hashem opened up the heavens and it was Ein El Mavado. You could ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give you Yir Shemayim. They should have said Tein ata. That's really the secret. In Pnimius, of course, it belongs to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Harai, we daven for Yir Shemayim every single day. We say the same bilibino bina lahav bina lahaskel. Hu yiftach b'mius v'yosim bilibino havasa v'yirasa. We daven for Yir all the time. Because there's the niglus and then there's the Pnimius. To be mal of the fallen year, that's what the Yibishter wants. We should say, Tainata, you should give us the Yir Shemayim. So whenever we speak about the mead of Yira, we speak about Yitzchak. Avram is chasadim, and Yitzchak is the mead of Yira. So if we're working on being mal yiritz to a chayrish, we're talking about the gvuras of Yitzhak. We're talking about the inyan of tikkun ha'yira. That's what's taking place on Chag HaShavuos. In a pre-mystical way. It's not just a day of the giving of the Torah. It is. But it's a day of atar Saladas. And with that, even yira has an eloi back to the place of a kol b'dei Shemayim. That's what the Medrash says. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, when Klai Yisrael said, Na'asav Anishma, Hashem says, Mi yitain. In the next step after Nasav Yishma is for Klai Yisrael to say, give us Yir Shemayim. That's what everything was waiting on. But it never happened. With this we can explain also, like we had said before, the Medrash had taught us that the Torah was given on Sinai, but it was also given on Har Moriah. Because what's Sinai, what's Moriah? Sinai is, that's the mountain of Moshe. That's the mountain of Anava. It was the most Anav mountain, so the Torah was given on Sinai. So therefore, if it's Anava, it represents Leah. And that's why the Gemara says that, why is it called Sinai? It's a lashon of Sinah. Because we find by Leah, Kisnu Anaychi, that Yaakov hated Leah. Of course, it doesn't mean literally, but the sin of Leah is the sin of Sinai. And that's the mead of Anava. But what's Har HaMoriah? The Yerushalmi says, from this mountain, Yotza, Yira la'olam, Yira comes out to the world. That's the place of the Beis HaMikdash. What does it say? U'mikdashi tira'u. The Beis HaMikdash is the makam of Har HaMoriah. It's the makam of Yira. Bahar Hashem Yira'eh. By the Akedah. So, Matan Torah is not just enough. Of course, it's Anava. It's the Inyan of Leah. But it's also the Eli of Yira back to its Makor of Anava. So of course, the Yira has to come from Makam HaMikdash to Har Sinai. That shows on the inner of the Eli of Yira back to its Shoyrish of Anava. Anava and Yira together. So that explains Yitzhak and Shavuos. And Yitain, Kafat Tzahar, Mir Har Sinai. And Bederech Remez, once we're speaking about the inyan of Yaakov and Rachel and Leah, so we said that there's Katainti and there's Vayira. There's Harsina and Hamaria that correspond, and they all come together in Chag HaShavuos. So Katainti, Vayira is Gematria, Harsinai, Har Hamaria. And that these two Gematrias, which is really the same, Katainti, Vayira, Har Hamaria, Harsinai is Gematria, Chag HaShavuos.